This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon with your host, Jack Adams.
We're talking with special guest Michael Cloran, Pennsylvania Blues Festival coming up. Looking forward to it. Michael, welcome.
Thank you, Jack. It's great to be here. Appreciate your time.
Tell us a little bit about this year's events. Seems to be a little special.
You know, I'm almost like a gypsy. You know, you have 19 years at Big Boulder Scaria. Then you go down south to Blue Mountain, who were great for 4 years, from 2011 to 2014. Then maybe it's not as glorified as Muddy Waters taking the train from Clarksdale in 1942 to Chicago, but I'm on the road again north. So I go from Palmerton to Lake Harmony, and now the Pennsylvania Blues Fest, celebrating 24 years of the blues, is at Split Rock Resort in the Poconos.
And literally down the street from where it used to be.
That's right. You're just down past Lake Harmony, about a two-mile drive. And the advantage of something like this, like it was from 1992 to 2010, Jack, as you know, is plenty of on-site nearby lodging.
Also, I've been in the area recently and just kind of walked through and tried to imagine how you would set it up. And actually, pretty much that's what I've heard you are setting up that way. And it looks great. The stages will be set on the base of a mountain,
yep.
Ski slope style, the same way as it used to be. And I don't think anybody will have any complaints. It looks so nice.
Well, for 25 years, they do a wine festival on those grounds. So you're going to have a 9,000 square foot tent stage with 1,000 seats and one big open field. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have plenty of food and non-food vendors. They have a cool little grove there, Jack, you know, shaded. And
that's
it's all level.
Like.
The terrain's all level, if you notice that.
Yeah.
So it's very user-friendly. And then the showcases that we're doing Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning, literally you can a stone's throw away. It's like 100 yards from the main stage.
In the Galleria area.
Exactly right. It's a upstairs second floor Galleria, which is about a 600 capacity ballroom.
I also noticed parking was right there. You're not walking and walking and walking. Parking's right there.
It is right there. And then so people can stay on premise if they want. Or within 5 miles, there's like 12 hotels. And there's also campgrounds within a few miles also. Like
yeah, I'm booked nearby myself and looking forward to it. And, well, the Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I've always tried to be involved with. Let the people know what we got going.
So the goal of the last 2 years at Blue Mountain for Friday night, as you remember, was to showcase a lot of the Lehigh Valley artists.
And he did so good.
You know, so this year we still have Lehigh Valley artists with Bev Conklin and Joe Mack, but we're going a little bit south there. We got a lot of Delaware, New Jersey, and Philadelphia-based artists.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Philadelphia people names there.
Yeah, so it's again, just to spread the love, showcase the great regional acts. It's going to go from 8 to midnight. Mikey Jr. basically he's almost like the Willie Dixon this year, where Bev Conklin was a couple years prior. So Mikey Jr. is the one that is getting all the artists. It's going to go from 8 to 9:30, first set, and 10:15 to midnight, second set.
That's going to be a great time.
So it's plenty of musicians. There's probably 15, 20 musicians. It'll be Flamin' Harry. Remember him from Blues Rock Guy? And he just played
Hank McGonigal.
That's it. It's Steel Stacks not too long ago on one of those Thursday night.
He goes back to doing gigs with George Thorogood many, many years ago.
I want to say 40 years he's been doing it.
Yeah.
God bless him. So it's going to be Little Red Rooster Band, Skylar Burrell. This Vanessa Collier, watch out for her.
Didn't see her yet. I'm looking forward to
it. She's a young, good-looking sax player. She went to Juilliard School. I saw her in Lake Placid last weekend. Really, really wonderful. Georgie Bonds, if he's up to it, he's going through some health issues.
Yeah, Georgie puts on a great show, though, when he's doing it.
Mikey Jr.'s whole band. And Mikey's a hard-working, young 35-year-old that's doing it right.
I've seen his show, and he comes up and has full respect to the audience.
Does he gets it? So I always like to go in Friday night with a little taste, you know. So from 8 to midnight, it's not an expensive ticket by any means, and it gets the people, you know, it's like a big family reunion.
Well, while we hit on that, let's tell the people how much they get for such little money
for that evening.
Yeah,
it's $10 in advance, $12 at the door. And everything, I'm pretty proud. I spent a lot of time on a new website. It's PABluesFestival.com, Jack.
We'll do it again, PABluesFestival.com.
And that'll say the lineup, where to stay, the ticket prices. So it's everything's right there. We have advertisers on the homepage. So pretty proud of it. Spent a lot of time the last several months on it.
And that covers a little bit of Friday night. I mean, we can dig deeper into it, but I want to get to Saturday night.
Saturday night could be the event of the weekend. You know,
this is such a special occasion.
Yeah, this is like a kind of a hand-picked idea that I had to give Shamika last year, and she was all for it. Literally a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So you have Johnny Copeland's living band members all on stage together for the first time since 1997. Johnny passed July 3rd, 1997. So you're going to have Barry Harrison on drums, who now drums with the Heritage Blues Quintet.
Yeah.
Prior to that was with Shamika, Shamika's first drummer.
Dave
Keys, wonderful keyboard player from New York City. Randy Lippicott, very popular bass player from Philadelphia. Bobby Kyle, guitarist, band leader for Johnny Copeland for 7 years. Prior to that, Bobby worked with Eddie Kirkland for seven years. And then you have a horn section coming in from Texas.
I'm loving this. I love the horn sound, so I'm really happy to see this.
And then Shamika, of course, will be singing her father's song. So this could be the pick of the whole weekend. We're really proud of all the programming, but this is another one, $10 in advance. Saturday night in the Galleria, and this goes from 9:45 to 1:30 in the morning. Shamika's done it 9:30, so we just walk 100 yards into the Galleria. And
she joins him on stage anyway.
She'll be joining on. She'll join him by the end of the first set, and she'll do the second set. So really excited about it. And like you said, it's really a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
Those of you who have been regulars, as I have, to the Pennsylvania Blues Festival, got to see Johnny Copeland before he died appearing there.
That's right. He played the first and the third, 1992 and 94.
Luckily enough to see it. Saturday's events. What a lineup.
It's get your roller skates, man, because you're going to be moving. So you have the main stage, as you said, at the bottom of the little ski slope. People bring their lawn chairs and blankets. And then we have 1,000 seats underneath the tent for our tent stage. So starting at 1 in the afternoon, we have Dwayne Dopsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers. Dwayne's dad is Rockin' Dopsy, the great Rockin' Dopsy. So it's high energy, six-piece Zydeco Louisiana style.
So we're for certain people will get up and dance.
It's definitely a dance.
I got a comment. Over the years, the tent stage has brought some acts I had never heard of, and they became some of my new favorites. It is an amazing venue.
Well, my job as a programmer is to hopefully make good, tough choices for the fans to try to be in two places at one time. So the goal is, you know, a lot of the tent acts, if you miss them the first time, you can catch them again. So that's the goal, you know. And so we have on the main stage after Dwayne, we have Selwyn Birchwood, who you and I just saw down at the Leavitt Pavilion in Bethlehem. And he's a four-piece band. He's based in Florida. Wonderful. He's an alligator recording artist.
And he's a young man, too. I don't even think he's 30 yet.
Just turned 30. You're right. And he won the Blues Music Award for Best New Artist of the Year. Then we go to the New England, Sugar Ray and the Blue Tones, nominated for 7 Blues Music Awards this past year. So you have all pros. You have Monster Mike Welsh on guitar.
Yeah.
You have Anthony Girasi on keyboards. You have Mudcat on bass, Sugar Ray on harmonica. And Sugar Ray goes back to Ronnie Earl, Duke Robillard, Greg Piccolo 40 years ago.
People that listen to my show are kind of used to me playing Sugar Ray stuff because it's just solid blues.
Solid blues, Chicago-based blues, New England style.
And after that, to me, one of the funkiest of the blues bands that I ever heard, Walter Wolfman Washington.
He's the guy. Like he's around the early 70s now. And obviously you have the great Dr. John, but he is like the musician's musician in New Orleans. Obviously we have the young trombone Shorty that's killing it, but Walter Washington, funk, soul, blues, and he's bringing the Roadmasters with him. So it'll be a six-piece band from 6:15 to 7:30 on Saturday evening on the main stage.
And he encompasses that funky sound that you'll hear like John Cleary and other bands do, but you know it comes from Walter Wolfman Washington. He's the one that really does it.
Yep.
And after that,
making her fifth appearance, 99, 2002, 2009, 2011, fifth appearance, Shamika Copeland, newly signed to Alligator Records. She's going to have a CD out called Outskirts.
All right.
But it's coming out in September.
Will we have a preview at it?
I think she's going to throw a song or two in there, knowing her.
And Shamika is no stranger to that area.
No, it's like her second home. You know, her mama still lives right down the road.
And her Uncle Pete.
Oh, yeah. I was with Uncle Pete yesterday. God bless him. So
he's Shamika, a character.
He is. So Shamika's playing from 8 to 9:30. And then we go right inside to what we saw before, the Johnny Copeland tribute, starting at 9:45. And our tent stage.
Yeah, that's that's so good.
So I try to handpick Harmonica Shaw. You remember him?
Yeah.
He's from Detroit. Very traditional. Carlton Washington. Now, he's a young man, probably mid-20s, born in Mississippi, African-American guitar player. So you're going to have harmonica and guitar as a duo. So it's going to be really nice.
Good stuff.
And they'll be playing two sets, 1:30 to 2:30. And then later on, if you miss him, he's playing 5:30 to 6:30 in the tent. John Mooney. There's a name that he's kind of been obscure, like a lot of blues men are.
Mm-hmm.
He last played Pocono in the year 2000. He has a great CD out on a tribute to Son House, who John used to live in Rochester, and Son in his later years lived in the Rochester area.
They got to know each other well.
They have a connection there. So he's playing two sets. John will play in 3 to 4, and later on it's 7 to 8. And we close the tent stage with Dwayne Dopsy and his Zydeco Hellraisers getting that tent up in the air a little bit, I think. Real high energy Zydeco music. So that's
not the end of it then. That's when the tribute comes in right after that.
Then we go to tribute. Exactly. And everything could be at PABluesFestival.com. The artists, their websites, ticket information. Sunday, if there's three things, if you said, what are three things you want to see? First, I would say the Johnny Copeland tribute Saturday night. Secondly, I would say Shamika's set because it's going to be really emotional. Prior to Shamika's set, we're going to have Johnny Copeland's bandmates. We're going to have my friend Doug Waltner, who Doug and I have been working this lineup together for 24 years. Well, his wife Peg passed.
Yeah, we saw that. Sorry to hear that.
So Doug's going to be up there. And then Shamika's road manager of 15 years, Damon Epley, he passed in a motorcycle accident.
April 12th.
So we're bringing his family up. So it's going to be, as you know, long events like this or Briggs Farm or, you know, great blues festivals that have been around for a while. The music is a part of it, but it's really a family.
It is. It truly is. You get along great with people, even though you only see them once a year, but it feels like coming home.
It's a family reunion, right?
Yeah.
So we're gonna Bill Wax, of course, a great DJ for XM Sirius for a long time, and now he's back on the air in D.C. He's going to present a Lifetime Achievement Award to the Copeland family in Johnny's name.
That should be, a great night.
It's going to be very emotional. Sunday, this is the act that I'm dying to see. Fans of the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Definitely one of them right here.
Highway QCs. Blind Boys started in 1939. Highway QCs started in 1945. And at one time was Lou Rawls, Johnny Taylor, and Sam Cooke in the Highway QCs. Nine-piece.
Not no minor league players there.
All African-American, all in suits. So that Blind Boys vibe.
So, I'm looking forward to it. You always find a way on Sunday to open up with something that kind of takes you to church.
Yeah, try to do it the best I can. You know, we've had the Campbell brothers over the years, and we've had Alexis.
Brought tears to everybody's eyes.
Yep. So now we have the Highway QCs. Then we go into Rufus Thomas's daughter.
Oh,
Carla Thomas's sister, Venice Thomas. Wonderful. She toured up at the Blues Music Awards in Memphis in May. She's performing from 2:45 to 4. That'll be a six-piece band. Then a guy that needs no introduction, extremely popular anymore, young piano player named Victor Wainwright.
He's everywhere.
Everywhere. He is. But he gets it. He's like a young Dr. John.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
He got the feel. He knows what he's doing.
Very respectful to the art
form. And then coming up one, I really like, he puts the soul in it, John Nemeth.
That's right. John Nemeth, great soul singer. He won a Blues Music Award this year. He's playing from 6:15 to 7:30. And then we close Sunday with an act that is making his sixth appearance at Pocono, believe it or not. 1993, 2001, 2005, 2009, 2011, and this year. The band's been together for 30 years. Name me a band, a blues band, that the whole band's been together for 30 years.
Yeah, and it's the same people.
Same people.
Little Ed once bounced his wireless remote off my head accidentally. So we've gotten along for a long, long time.
So, Little Ed's playing from 8 to 9:30. The 10th stage, a guy that doesn't play this neck of the woods that often, extremely talented, Alvin Youngblood Hart.
Somebody I play a lot of. I really like his stuff. I'm glad to see his name there.
Is this the first time you're going to see him?
Yeah.
Oh,
never
great.
Seen him live.
Great. He just did he was part of Kennedy Center with Robert Plant, Alison Krauss doing a 125th anniversary tribute to Lead Belly not too long ago. Peterson Brothers, get ready. No relation to Lucky Peterson. You have a 15-year-old bass player, 17-year-old guitarist, and a drummer. And these kids are soulful.
That's what I'm looking for.
So they're playing two sets, 3 to 4 and 7 to 8. They're going to be one of the big hits of the weekend. Mark my word on that. Mikey Jr., who we talked about playing mm-hmm. the Friday Night Jam, is going to be playing a set with his band. He's from Philadelphia. He runs the Twisted Tail jams on Sunday and Wednesday. A good place in Center City playing the blues a lot now. And closing the 10th stage is Victor Wainwright and the Wild Roots. And just added, I must say, we're going to have an Afterfest party at another place right on Lake Harmony there in Split Rock called the Thirsty Moose now, but right off the beach with Bobby Kyle's band's going to be the house band, but we're going to get Little Ed and Shamik up there. That's 9 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Those of you remember Sunday. The old days out of jams where afterwards, exactly. You know what it's like. Also, we forgot about the Sunday Blues Brunch.
That's right, with a guy, his record is doing wonderful. It's like number 3 in the Living Blues chart, Slam Allen.
Slam Allen started out with the Allen Brothers, which was like a rock and soulful band mm-hmm. back, way back.
Mm-hmm. And Slam will be, doors will open around 9:30-ish. There'll be a full brunch going through straight through, and Slam will be playing one 90-minute set from like 11:15 to 12:45. Then we all walk right outside. For the festival at 1 o'clock.
Those of you who remember Slam Allen being one of our favorite artists at one of the Lehigh Valley Blues Network things a few years ago, and the house band played behind him. I was lucky enough to be the drummer in that house band, so cool. I am looking forward to this.
Cool. So it's, you know, it's 3 nights, 2 full days, 17 national acts, and a little bit for everybody, I would say.
And there's vendors. Let's not forget the vendors.
We have plenty of food and non-food vendors in this really nice grove that's a bunch of trees, level, right in between both stages. We have. I'm proud to say that we have a VIP that we just cut off, actually, last night. 184 VIPs we have.
Wow.
So, which is really the key to help financially.
Well, yeah, you know, pre-sales,
deposits in to pay the artist and all, and especially first year at a new venue, it really helps.
But it really does feel like home. It is the same area we've always been going to. And
those
of you who are like me and make that pilgrimage every year, you know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for a few thousand people having a great time, and it's never failed. Come rain or shine, it never fails.
Thank you. And it's only less than an hour drive from the Lehigh Valley.
All right, once again, the dates on that, Michael, what are they?
It's July 24, 25, 26, coming up very soon in Split Rock Resort in the Poconos. And please get a chance to go to the website, pabluesfestival.com.
Once again, Michael, always welcome here at WDIY. We do appreciate you taking the time to tell us about all of this, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Can't wait to see you, Jack. Thanks for everything you're doing.
Thank you.